Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 effects area lesson, where we're building a dub siren route blueprint with chopped vinyl character, specifically aimed at jungle and old school DNB vibes. The goal isn't just make a siren patch. The goal is to set up a system that behaves like a dub desk, a solid, controlled dry channel, and then wild, performable chaos on the returns. Then we print it, slice it like it came off an old sampler, and drop those hits into fills, rolls, and reload moments. By the end, you'll have a playable siren instrument rack with performance macros, a print workflow, and two send returns that give you that classic effect tail independence. That's the sound of Riedel dub technique. The source stops, but the space keeps talking. All right, let's build the routing first, because the routing is the instrument. Create a MIDI track and name it Siren MIDI. This is your playable channel. Now create an audio track and name it Siren Print. On Siren Print, set audio front to Siren MIDI. For monitoring, either set it to in or leave it on auto and arm it when you want to record. This track is your sampler input. Think of it like you're recording your synth into an MPC or into an old rack sampler, so you can cut it up with attitude later. Next, create two return tracks. Return A, dub delay. Return B, spring verb. One important coaching rule before we even touch a synth: treat the siren like a desk channel, not a synth patch. Meaning the dry channel should be presentable and not completely wrecked. The reckless stuff happens in the sends. That's how you keep it musical, mixable, and still hype. Now to the siren core. On siren MIDI, load operator. Start simple. Pick an algorithm that's basically just oscillator on its own. Set OSCA to sine. Clean, classic, no drama yet. Pitch envelope stays off for now, because we want the motion to be performable and macro controlled. After operator, drop an auto filter. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency somewhere around 900 Hz as a starting point, and push the resonance until it sings. You're aiming for that horn-like PA vocal quality. A resonance range around 0.7 up past 1.0 is normal here. Just don't let it become painful. Add some drive in the filter too, like plus 4 to plus 10 dB depending on how aggressive you want it. Now the actual wee-woo motion. Add an LFO modulator. Set the LFO shape to triangle. Triangle is that smooth up-down siren sweep without sounding like a wobbling tremolo. Set the rate somewhere between 1/4 and 1/16 to start. You'll macro it later anyway. Map that LFO to operator pitch. In practice, you can map to coarse, or to a global transpose style control if that's how you like to operate. The amount you want is roughly plus or minus 3 to 7 semitones. That fourth or fifth-ish swing is where jungle sirens live. If you push it too far, it turns into novelty police siren. In this genre, you usually want rave system siren, not cartoon emergency vehicle. Now for the subtle instability that makes it feel sampled and worn. Add a second LFO. Set it to random sample and hold, or noise. Rate around 2 to 6 Hz. Then map it very lightly to operator fine-tuning or to the auto filter frequency. And I mean lightly. 5 to 15 cents of pitch drift, or a tiny filter wobble. This is the battered clock, worn tape, questionable electronics vibe. It's the difference between synth demo and found audio from a rave tape. Next, add harmonics and bites so it actually sits over breaks and bass. After auto filter, add roar if you want the Live 12 modern option, or saturator if you want simpler. With roar, start in tube or a diode-ish mode. Drive in the 10 to 25% range. Don't obliterate it yet. Tilt the tone slightly bright, but keep your ears on that 2 to 5k area because sirens can get harsh fast. If roar's internal filter is on, keep it subtle. Auto filter is still your main tone identity. If you use saturator instead, pick analog clip. Drive it like plus 6 to plus 12 dB, soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not just slamming the master for no reason. Now we sampleize it. This is where the chopped vinyl character comes in. Add Redux. Think of Redux as your fake conversion stage. Downsample somewhere between 2 and 6kHz depending on how crunchy you want it. Bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits for that old sampler vibe. And then, crucially, don't run it 100% wet unless you're going for extreme. Try 10 to 35% dry/wet so you keep the readability of the siren but get that grain. Optional but nasty. Add shifter in frequency shifter mode. Set a small shift, like plus 5 to plus 25 Hz, and keep it barely mixed in. 5 to 15% wet. This adds a wrongness that feels like PA horn through dodgy circuitry. It's subtle, but it makes it feel physical and unstable. Then add EQ8. High pass at around 150 to 300 Hz. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass. Sirens eat low mids and they will fight your Reese, your 808, and even the weight of your snare if you let them. If it's too piercing, dip a bit around 2.5 to 4.5k. If you want more horn, a gentle lift around 800 to 1.2k can bring out that PA honk. Then add vinyl distortion. Yes, it's stock, and yes, it still works. Tracing model around 2 to 4, pinch around 1.5 to 3.5, drive around 0.5 to 2, crackle off, or extremely low. You want character, not constant noise under your entire drop. Quick coaching moment. Macro range curation is half the sound. Don't just map knobs, constrain them so you can perform without constantly falling into horrible settings. Before we do macros, let's build the send returns, because this is where the dub energy comes from. On return A, dub delay, load echo, turn sync on, time, try 3/16 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback, 45 to 70%, but be careful, because this will run away on you in a live moment if you don't set safety. Use echoes filters. High pass around 250 Hz and low pass somewhere around 4 to 7k. Add a small amount of modulation, like 2 to 8%, for wobble. If echo has character options like noise or wobble, keep them subtle. You want grime, not a constant hiss storm. After echo, add saturator. Drive it a bit, plus 3 to plus 8 dB, soft clip on. This is what makes repeats thicken like hardware. Then add a limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. This is not optional if you're going to perform send throws. A limiter here is basically your feedback doesn't destroy my speaker's device. On return B, spring verb, load hybrid reverb. Go convolution mode and pick a spring IR if you have it. If not, pick a small room and shape it. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 20 milliseconds. Eck it. High pass 250 to 400, low pass 6 to 8k. Then, after hybrid reverb, add an auto filter and band limit it a bit more, like a band pass or a low pass telephone vibe. This is how you stop the reverb from sounding like a pristine modern hall. You want dub chamber energy. Now, commit to mono early, then let the returns create space. If you want that rig in the room vibe, put utility on the siren track and set width to 0% before the sends. Your dry siren becomes a locked center point, and the returns bloom around it. That's classic. The room moves, the source is solid. Now we turn the siren chain into a performance instrument. Select your device chain on siren MIDI. Operator into auto filter into roar or saturator into redux into EQ into vinyl distortion. Group it into an instrument rack. Predate 8 macros. Macro 1. Siren rate. Map it to your main triangle LFO rate. Macro 2. Siren depth. Map it to the LFO amount that's moving pitch. And cap it. Don't allow it to go past about plus or minus 7 semitones unless you intentionally want madness. Macro 3. Tune. Map to operator course or a transpose control. Give yourself maybe plus or minus 12 semis. Macro 4. Band center. Map to auto filter frequency. Constrain it to a PA horn zone. Like 600 Hz to 2.2 or 2.5 kHz. That range constraint is what keeps it always reading as a siren. Macro 5. Rezo or squeal. Map to auto filter resonance, but cap it before it starts painful whistling. Macro 6. Grit. Map to roar drive or saturator drive. Macro 7. Lo-fi. Map it to redux dry slash wet, or downsample amount. I like dry slash wet, because it's easier to perform without accidentally annihilating the tone. Macro 8. Send push. If you like one knob performance, map it to send A and send B on the siren track, and if you want to go even more advanced, build a one knob reload behavior. As the macro goes up, send A rises, echo feedback rises a bit, echo gets darker by lowering its low pass, and your dry track volume dips by a few dB. That creates the classic moment where the source disappears and the room takes over. At this point, play the siren and make sure the dry channel is controlled. It should be present, centered, and not eating the low end. The excitement should come from pushing sends and resonance for moments, not from leaving everything maxed. Now the jungle part. Print, chop, and get that vinyl edit energy. Arm siren print. Record 8 to 16 bars of performance. Twist siren rate and depth. Spike resonance briefly for accent moments. And then do a couple of classic reload gestures. Cut the dry siren abruptly but keep the delay feeding, so the tail keeps screaming, while the dry disappears. That separation is the whole dub trick. After recording, do some clip gain discipline. Before you do anything else, set the printed clip gain so peaks are roughly minus 9 to minus 6 dBFS. This matters because old sampler stabs feel consistent. They're not just loud, they're even. Consistency makes your slices feel like a kit, Not random audio. Now slice the recording. Take the recorded audio clip. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track. Choose transients if the performance has clear hits, or choose 1/8 notes if it's more continuous and you want rhythmic chopping. This creates a playable sliced kit, basically like you just sampled the siren into pads. For that chopped final vibe, you have two main lanes. Lane 1. Warp off per slice, if it makes sense. That gives you raw repitch behavior and keeps it sampler honest. Lane 2. Keep warp on, but use beats mode and adjust transient behavior for crunchy artifacts. That can sound super old school when used lightly. Now micro timing. Nudge a few siren hits late by 5 to 15 milliseconds, especially ones that answer a snare. That lazy placement screams pad triggered sample, and it sits in the pocket of jungle breaks in a way perfect grid timing often doesn't. Let's talk arrangement tactics so you don't overdo it. Use a 3-tier intensity plan. Tier 1 is tiny dry stabs with no send, used often. Tier 2 is stabs with controlled echo throws, maybe once every 8 bars. Tier 3 is rare event hits, pitch drop, big send, maybe even a 1-beat drum gap. Those are for transitions and reloads, not for constant peppering. Try call and response with the break. Pick a recurring cue, usually the 2 and 4 snare, or a specific ghost note cluster, and place a short siren stab right after it. It feels like the siren is reacting to the drummer. That reads way more musical than random siren placement.